Okay, so your sound, I wouldn't say your sound has changed a lot over the last year or so. It's just, it started to go into different territories. Can you just describe the difference between your last album and this one?
Well, it's very different because this time I decided to write a conceptual album, and what was missing for me as an opera background vocalist was the story. So what I decided was to create my own genre, and I called it pop rock, and not to be confused with pop era, where it's just combination of pop music or rock music with opera. So what I decided is that in the genre, there should be a lot of freedom of expression in different elements that are in other genres, like dubstep, drum and bass, pop, rock, hip hop, classical orchestration, folk music. And so all of that, when I combined it, I actually have a formula because I was wanting to kind of create my own universal sound. So when I went to the basics, I did a lot of research, and one of the universal sounds that people create is OM, which is OUA, correct? And it has that sound of like an open O. And that's what we create when we meditate, which is OM. So it's a little, classically oriented, but I'm explain in depth what exactly what I was trying to do in this new album. And this is the difference because I really went and did a lot of deep research within myself as an artist and trying to understand what it is that I'm trying to do. So knowing that I was missing the storyline, I decided that I should probably write my own story of some sort. And then I thought that, well, why won't it be a kind of a like a silent film, So then I wrote a script, I have a storyboard, and all of this music was created at the same time while everything was happening. So the script and the storyboard and the story itself and the music was created at the same time. So, I had a group of people because, I'm more of a singer-songwriter, and my, I guess, knowledge of music beyond is very small. And for me to be able to pull it off, I needed to have like the youngest, the best in what I do. And that's Raz Furlong for dubstep and drum and bass and pop. And both spots for rock. Then I used Metaface also for dubstep and also for more of electronic production. And Spencer Neely, who did a lot of hip hop and pop and jazz electronic music. So basically, it was a collaboration of many artists that was based on the story and the music that I presented to them. And they got very excited of working with me about it because it hasn't been done in a long time. And they don't, well, I mean, I don't know if it's ever been done. Basically, it's kind of a 1 hour and a half of play, but it consists of popular sounds today. So it's not like a musical, it's not opera, pop, something like that. It's definitely something very different. And the story is based on this American soldier who falls in love with a Russian singer and basically stole through the songs. And yeah, the EP is coming out on February 18th. And I decided to go ahead and release all of the love songs on the album, because February 14th, Valentine's Day. So, yeah, so basically, there's a huge difference between the last album. I mean, this is definitely something very different and definitely experimental in sound. And a couple of tracks are already getting played on the radio, which is great, you know. And I had one, the review guy from Pop Goes gave an interview, Seattle radio station, and she was talking about me, and that was really awesome because I was like, wow, okay, like I haven't even released this EP, and people are already talking about it, which is great, you know, because that's what I want. I don't want to be, well, I already am not like a regular pop musician or just a performer or singer. I'm composer, producer also. So I think that once I realized what I really want from my own, it started to get somewhere else. And I think it's more interesting, it's more musical, it's more complicated, you know. It's very different because what I decided was kind of break all the rules. And, you know, one of the things that we realized that was kind of a problem was the BPM, because sometimes the transition between the song, I call it creaming, there's like this little piano solo for 30 seconds in between the songs, and that was like one of the main issues that we were facing. And so, of course, I had to go and pull out all the BPMs and what is for, you know, dubstep and drum and bass and rock, and how do we combine all of that when it's like the BPM is 182 and, you know, rock, classic rock is like 89, 92. How do we mix that together? How do we, you know? So then I kind of had my producers think more of in a classical way. You know, because I told them, like, my opinion, Stravinsky's, like, the beginner of dubstep and drum and bass. If you listen to his music, you know, it's very rhythmical, it's very punctuational, and has a lot of accents and stuff like that. It's just done by instruments. Here we have that is more done by computer sounds. So, basically, you know, I just told my guys, I said, you know, we got to think of it more in a classical way. Well, they could do it. Why can't we do it? They're saying, well, because it's never been done before. I'm like, okay, well, no one says we can't, but let's do it, you know? So what else? What other issues do we face? Oh, you know what? We had a feature with the section of string quartet. They're really amazing, really great guys. I had Rufo Sirota. He was the one who played the preludes. And that was really interesting also to work with him because he, well, he's a Grammy-winning piano player for Best Jazz Piano Playing, I think 2011 or 12. I might be a little bit off about a year or so. But now he's also quite a Russian-Ukrainian descent, and he speaks Russian, and she's a brilliant musician. So when I got him into the studio, it was really amazing to work with him because I had all these diagrams, you know, and I had everything was in different colors because Tableau does what they say, because you see colors for sound. And so everything I had on, like, my board, I had three huge boards, and they were all written in different you know, markers and stuff like that, and everybody knew what we were every day and what we were working on, and the way we start our day, I would come in sometimes, just put on some opera, a couple of guys that have seen opera before, I'm like, well, if you're working with me, you have to at least watch it, you know, so I brought a couple of DVDs, but what Ruslan brought to the table was amazing because I could relate to him in English, and I could relate to him in Russian. So he totally understood exactly what I wanted, what kind of sound, because that transition from one song to another through a piano prelude was very important, you know. So you kind of have to listen to the entire album to understand the whole, like, structure of it. But I have 18 songs, and they're all connected by some kind of what we call leitmotifs of classical music.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to bring a lot of themes and elements from classical music, but then make it simple and make it more hip to the sound of, you know, the popular genres that are more, like, I guess, attracted to the public today.
I'm happy that you mentioned that, like, simple, classical, but, like, you know, kind of sexy to the ears. You Love Me kind of falls into that category. How was that song written?
You Love Me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so You Love Me was written a few years ago, but the way it turned out, because I went into this pop rock genre, it went into a different direction. Like, what I did was basically give a skeleton to Raz, and Raz and I worked on this together production-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the little keys, the like, I laid that down in my little studio at home on logic, you know, and then I just printed the audio. And so, well, I had, like, I think 17 tracks or something like that on the song itself, and just added basically the little passages of more dramatic symphonics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the little parts where it's supposed to be the chorus, that's another thing that I did. If you listen to my entire album, you'll see that I decided not to follow the standard, you know, A, B, A, B, C type of form for song structure. I decided that, well, why can't I just have, you know, a complete instrumental chorus and then have a verse, I mean, or backwards, completely have instrumental verse and then just have a chorus that is sung and have it all music. Why can't I do that? Well, no one said I could do it. So I decided that, you know, I need to step out of my box. So You Love Me was really... it was really fun, and, like, that verse, I decided to just leave it instrumental, but then have Raz come in and just say a little line, because, you know, Moscow is kind of capital of Russia, and I don't know. It's kind of, you know, my heritage, so I just wanted to give a little shout-out, and then I live in L.A., and a lot of my songs are about Los Angeles, so, you know... basically, that's what you Love Me was about. And I think at the time I was in love with somebody, for sure. I think that's what inspired me. But, yeah, the final process of it was me working with Raz on it. And Raz did an amazing job. He's pretty, you know, talented and young and awesome. He's, you know, that's another thing I needed to have. People, producers who can think out of the box, you know,
mm-hmm.
who are not going to be just like, no, this is not, you shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah. And I knew exactly who to work with. Because these guys, they know how to work in the box and know how to work outside of the box, and they're always open to something new as long as it's good. So, and they were interested, and that's what happened.
Considering that, you know, this is such a step in a different direction for you, that this is like such, like, you know, a chance that you're taking, so to speak, how do you want this album, this EP, to be remembered by fans? How do you want it to affect them?
Well, you know, because the process of this project is pretty big, it's not finished yet, so the music is being released, but there's starting pre-production on the film, because it's not just an album, it's a feature film. It's kind of made out of 18 vignettes of short stories, but they're songs. So this is not, the music is just the taste for what is coming. You know, this time I decided that it's just, it has to be like a multimedia type of project, because today's generation, they're very visual. It has to be out there. It has to be in the face. It has to be shown at least, you know, 13 times to remember. And you know, I have to look at logistics and what's really popular today. And what's popular today is TV series, TV shows. You know, most of them are short. So I decided that, well, why can't I do the same thing but with my songs and let those little stories be 4 minutes? Yes, maybe at some point it will be just kind of like sort of a music video, but we haven't gotten them yet. You know, like we haven't started to shoot, and I have many ideas that I'm trying to develop right now. As we speak, tomorrow I have a meeting actually with my production manager. So, you know, how I wish for my fans to remember me. I think that remember this EP, I think that they won't forget it because it's so different. You know, I'm sure some won't like it. I'm sure some would really love it. Maybe some won't really care about it. It is how it is in this industry. But I just have to stay true to myself as an artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what keeps me happy.
Okay, yeah.
As long as I do that, you know, the rest is, I think, coming on its own. So I just need to be ready. That's why I'm just trying to go forward with this project, because it's different, you know. Things that I tried before didn't really help me go further, you know, and be on the level of an artist where I want to be today, you know, and book Hollywood Bowl and all these different big stages, and that's where I'm trying to get. So with that comes a lot of hard work, and, you know, since something before that I was doing didn't really help me get there, yeah, we got, you know, on the billboards last year for over the summer. We were on dance billboards in the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really great, you know, for an independent artist who's kind of just like me, myself, and I.
Oh, yeah.
And there with Columbia Records, you know, and Warner Brothers, and Universal, and Sony. And so, you know. Of course, it feels really good, but still, I just want to be somewhere where it's more, where my music is, you know, wider in, I guess, in the fan area. And that's another thing that I was trying to do is kind of create an album where my songs, all of them don't sound like each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time we're in a different situation, our mood is different, you know? And today, I mean, like in 1900s, of course, they had no choice but listen to classical music. But today, when we put on the radio, depending on the mood that we're in, that's what we, you know, we put on the radio on that, to that, you know, music that kind of complements that mood or change the music to kind of change the mood. You know, it's kind of, music has a lot of healing powers.
Very true.
So, right. So, you know, so I hope that my fans will really understand, like, where I'm trying to come from, because I think I developed and was successful at developing this new genre, pop rock, and there's a diagram, and it definitely, you know, shows that what I was trying to do is actually give more freedom to artists for their expression, because I think that the industry is so strict, you know, that everything has to be in this. This is the genre. This is where you go, and the whole album is going into that genre. And I guess that's the way to go to be a very successful artist. However, I think that also we have people like Bjork and people who experiment with their sound, and people love it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I'm definitely going to expand my audience with this new project with Papa, and it's definitely, it's a lot of fun, you know. And I even made like a study guide because I just, you know, like people would say I'm definitely crazy, but then if I have a diagram and I can show and I can prove and also let people listen to it and hear it, they will understand. My 84-year-old grandma understood, you know.
There you go.
So if she can do it, then, you know, everybody can. And she's pretty conservative, too.
There you go.